Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Isotope, makers of Spire Studio, the simple, all-in-one recording system that lets musicians record, mix, and share songs in professional quality from anywhere. Learn more at spire.live.
Like clockwork, you can always count on.
Cue the motorcycle.
Woo! It's so hot.
Is it waiting for you, Robin?
Yeah. My ride's here.
Well, before you take your ride, welcome to South by Southwest 2018.
Hey!
Hey!
Nice sound effect, right?
So rock and roll.
This is, Robin and I, this is our 10th, I suppose.
11th.
11th, wow. And yeah. And Stephen, this is...
My 22nd.
Wow. This has been going on for 34 years. Talia Slanger's with us, Stephen Thompson, Robin Hilton. Talia, this is your...
First!
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
You never forget your first.
I've
first.
I've long party. Since forgotten
that's
my
true.
First.
I don't remember much about mine either.
And so Stephen and I came yesterday. Today is it's Tuesday. It's about 2 in the morning here. Mm-hmm. You guys missed.
that's what this is all about.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
The Max, one thing I was most excited about seeing, and I couldn't be here for.
So, Max Richter, great German composer, performer, he did a piece called Sleep.
So, a couple of years ago, he put out this like 8-hour recording called Sleep that's designed to map over your actual sleep patterns, and you're supposed to listen to it while you sleep, while you get a full night's sleep. And it's this beautiful piece of kind of ambient classical music. And so they staged a live performance of it for 8 hours in this auditorium where they set out something like 150 mattresses, courtesy of Beautyrest.
Exactly, yes, indeed.
Heavily branded. I guess they donated all the mattresses
to a homeless shelter.
To homeless shelters, yeah. Which was awesome. And so in the middle of this room, surrounded by beds, Max Richter's there at a piano and a couple of laptops, and then he's got his, you know, kind of a small string section, kind of an orchestra around him. And they played it in its entirety from about midnight to about 8 a.m. And Bob, you said you stayed for...
a couple of hours, and we also filmed it for a perfect South by Lullaby, which is a series we do where we do quiet things at a very noisy festival. And then I saw Stephen crawl into bed, one of the beds.
With his binky.
With my binky, yeah. I unfortunately did not think to take my contact lenses out.
Oh.
So when I got up, and you know, I woke up a zillion times during the night, because it was very loud. I mean, it's beautiful, but loud. I woke up, and at the end of it, I got really emotional. It was so beautiful. It was this beautiful voice kind of coming in at the end. And I got really affected. And then, so my eyes welled up. And I've never felt such relief in my life because my eyes were just bone dry from sleeping in my contact lenses.
So it wasn't Max. So what was it like sleeping and having this atmosphere happen while you lay? Because I didn't experience that.
It was really intoxicating, and I'm a light sleeper, and so, you know, and I snore, and I'm a mess.
This is added percussion.
I felt bad. I mean, I was really glad that nobody shot me dirty looks the next morning, because I was really looking for, like, does everyone...
So there were other people who had slept and made it through the night.
150 people?
When you woke up in the morning or whatever, there were still people stirring.
When I would, like, get up to, you know... go pace or whatever.
And they weren't all people who just didn't have a place to stay? who are these, like, I won't be home tonight, I'm going to go and
when I reserved a bed, they were like, you know, it's not too late, cancel your hotel room for the night. I'm like, I'm not going to leave my suitcases on the floor. But anyway, it was a very, very beautiful piece of music, and they had it lit gorgeously. I mean, Bob, you filmed a bunch of it.
Yeah, so we'll have that up on probably Thursday.
Nice. I mean, that is one of my favorite things about what we're doing here. I sometimes feel like people think when we're talking about the stuff we saw at South by Southwest, it's like, look at all the stuff you missed. And I really like to think of it as, like, these are recommendations that we're taking away from the festival that we want to share as much as we want you to be able to enjoy them too. So when we're recommending these bands, like, go online and listen to the bands, go watch the video, because we want to share this stuff. We're eager to share it.
Absolutely, and we have a whole lot of them coming up. We have Mal Blum, South by Lullaby,
nice.
Which is up now, and Becca Mancari is going to be up soon. We have a whole bunch of lots of surprises over the course of the week. I'm curious, from Talia, for your first South by Southwest experience, what it's been like, and what have you seen that you wouldn't have seen otherwise.
So one of the first things that happened to me at South by Southwest was I got a text message from one Bob Boylan that said, "Wanna go see some emo rock puppets?" Was that the text? "Wanna go see some emo puppets?" And I met him at a corner, on a street corner, and was serenaded by six or seven Fragile Rock.
Fragile Rock.
A favorite discovery of yours from last year?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They crowdsurfed a puppet.
Yeah. Which he tried to crowdsurf a puppet in on the street corner, and everyone kept throwing the puppet back to Brentley.
Make the puppet talk!
He's blaming millennials. He was like, "Millennials don't know how to catch anybody these days, rock concerts." So that's how it started. And I'm blown away just by the concentration of creativity around here.
Good
that
to
is
put it.
Totally, totally staggering. Like, you can walk across the street and see something that'll melt your face off, and then walk across the street the other way and see something equally unbelievable. You started with emo puppets. I saw two bands with pussy in their name today. Thunder Pussy ended up the night for Robin and I, and that was pretty spectacular.
Thunder Pussy stole the night for me.
Yeah.
And I was not expecting that at all. They were absolutely incredible. So I began my night seeing my secret South by Santa gift that Bob gave me. I saw Chloe Foy.
That was beautiful.
And it really was just lovely. It wasn't a Sharon Van Etten moment in that I didn't weep while Bob scrolled through his phone to see what the next show he could go to. But it was lovely, and people should absolutely. She said it was her first time in the States. She had had some online fundraiser just to come up with the money to get here, which was very inspiring. But then after that, Bob, it was just rock and roll, shredding all night long, including seeing Mal Blum and the Blums, which you shot this South by Lullaby with. They mentioned it during the show that they had shot the Lullaby, and I thought, is that right? Because they were just shredding through the whole show. It was like 90s rock, and then from then I went to see Partner, and Partner shredded.
Speaking of 90s rock.
And then went to see Thunder Pussy, which
was
completely
funny.
Oh,
really?
Funny, and yeah, we're going to have them in for a Tiny Desk soon.
Awesome.
Sudan Archives was
great.
My discovery.
Ooh, she's great.
Like, wow. This is a violinist, more so, but we'll start there. A violinist from Cincinnati who was inspired by the music of Sudan and just took that music and ran with it. She had a nice electronic rig up there with a Roland 404 playing some sequences, and then she had a beautiful little mini guitar and then her violin and a beautiful voice, and it was out of this world. She's inspired by Sudanese violin players, and that's where the name comes from. She's got an EP out. Highly recommend Sudan Archives.
She's on the Austin 100.
Oh, wonderful, Stephen.
The photo you took and posted on your Instagram was stunning.
Thanks. If you want to see at Tiny Desk, they're...
And then that wasn't a plug for you either. It was genuinely a great photo.
No.
She's magnetic, though. Like, she didn't say a word or sing a word for the first, like, 10 minutes that she was up there. She just was playing and looping and creating these sounds. And to look at her, like, these gold bracelets and this, like, gold neck piece, and she's just larger than
and more hair than all four of us.
Yeah.
I can say one discovery that I saw tonight was Nilfer, I think I'm saying that right.
Nilfer
Yana.
Yeah.
From London. It reminded me of sort of a cross between Sugar Cube's era Bjork and like smooth jazz or something, which sounds...
She's better than that. But
it's much more interesting than I'm making it sound. But like a sax player and guitar, bass, drums, and it's just a really interesting vibe, for sure.
Not to rattle off too many, but I just saw so many of what I feel like are becoming my new favorite bands. You know, this band Pale Waves that I talked about on the South by preview show, it was impossible to get in. So, you know, it's at this club called Latitude 30 where there are these big open windows facing out into the street. And I was just in line and got lucky enough to watch their entire set while in line, but perfectly through the window. So I was just able to watch their entire set, and I was just really struck by how much I loved all their songs. A lot of the time we go into this, we've sampled a song, you know, maybe two songs, and then they're new to us when we're seeing them perform an entire set. I loved all their songs, just these sparkling, chiming kind of new, like very 80s, but not in a tacky way. Just very, very charming, beautiful songs. I thought they were great. Dermot Kennedy, who I played on the show, I got to see him tonight. He has star power. A few years ago when Hozier played at South by Southwest, yeah. And especially all the public radio people I was talking to were like falling all over themselves in love with Hozier. I think that's going to happen with Dermot Kennedy.
Also a fellow Irishman,
yeah, exactly.
Who has that like religious sort of fervor behind his.
And that's the thing, that it's all intensity. It's that kind of vein bulging. You can just imagine him as a busker. A rapper and singer named Duckworth, who just had this like funky quality to him. Like he would rap, but then he would also just kind of swagger around to just funk. He was really, really fun and cool. Wild. Robin recommended Wild as a South by Secret Santa. I had thought, they're a little familiar, which is why I didn't put him on the Oscar 100. So much magnetic energy.
He's saying he was wrong.
Yeah. I was wrong.
That's what I'm hearing.
Robin was completely right. They were great. I'm hoping to see more of a set.
I hope they play again. I miss them tonight.
So. I saw Thunder Pussy too, and they were fantastic.
When Tali and I showed up for Thunder Pussy, they were playing Somebody to Love, Jefferson Airplane, and the lead singer was doing an incredible Grace Slick. It was really insane.
It's wild how pure and powerful her voice sounds, like singing rock music like that in these loud, loud, loud environments. Like, you can barely hear the sound of your own voice speak, and I don't think she was wearing in-ear monitors. And I was just thinking the whole time how rude it is that somebody can sound that great at 1 or 2 in the morning.
And great drummer, the best drummer.
Oh, she was so good. I was sitting directly up in front, like right by the band, and it's like, you know, the comedian Gallagher?
Yeah.
And if you sit too close, you're going to get covered in like smashed watermelon. That was like that, but with charisma. Like, I was just afraid that I was going to get charisma all over me.
I hope they play again.
Yeah.
You got more?
I got more. I want to tell you about seeing Pussy Riot tonight. Like, that was one of the highlights, I think, of my musical concert going life. Chelsea Manning did the introduction for them. So if people don't remember, Chelsea Manning was the intelligence analyst, former soldier who is in prison. She leaked like almost 750,000 documents in 2010 and was in prison for 7 years and eventually like pardoned by Obama, one of the last things he did. So she spoke about how she found commonality with the members of Pussy Riot who had been imprisoned, and that no matter what nation you might be facing the prison system in, there are vast changes.
They're in Russia.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, so they're the feminist punk protest band from Russia. And then they came out and had this, like, they all wear masks and had this booming sort of EDM vibe, and we're doing calisthenics where there were strobe lights and they were like running ferociously on stage and punching the air, and you could see them like breaking out of bars and running away, and it was just like so powerful, so overwhelming, and so many of the lyrics are in Russian and you don't understand what they are, but you do understand what they are.
That's true.
And it was really, that was really spectacular.
Anybody have any funny moments? I had one, which way I'm thinking about it, which is, because it happens a lot at South By, I'm at the partner show. Tamir from Mother Falcon is there.
Oh, nice.
And then I ran into Tyler, who is the sitarist from Dog Yap.
Oh, sure.
And Tamir says to me, not knowing that Tyler is there and Tyler's a sitar player, he says, a few blocks away is one of the world's greatest sitar players on the planet. You want to go? And I turned to Tyler and said, you want to go see a sitar player?
Aww.
And it was just a perfect moment. We ran to the Russian house, speaking of Russia, to go see a sitar player. Typical South By little story.
I thought a very funny moment. Surma, who Bob and I saw together, she is like a Portuguese sound chemist, I think, in the vein of Joanna Newsom, but like plus science, I think. And she was so intense and staccato in her movements and so specific, but then in between songs she would be so happy and almost like silly about how thrilled she was to be here. And at one point she was like, this next song is a heavy one. If you want to make a mosh pit, I'm okay with that. Okay, sure.
That's great.
Partner was hilarious. Yeah. It's like they genuinely love
AC/DC.
AC/DC, and they covered AC/DC, in fact. But they also do it with, there's a little bit of a wink there. And in fact, one of the guitarists was even during the solo, she was even sort of singing along the guitar wankery, you know, like as she was playing the guitar solo at the same. It's like she knew what she was doing and she's loving every minute of it, but it's great fun.
And so tomorrow, Wednesday evening at Stubbs, NPR Music and partner stations have put together a showcase. Stephen, you want to rattle it off from the top of your head?
Oh man, I can't do absolutely all
alphabetically.
There's also an indoor stage with a bunch of Slingshot artists.
I'll
on
get
it.
You started. What? Lucy Dacus.
Lucy Dacus, Super Organism, Low, Ockerville River, Tank and the Bangas, August Green, which is Common, Robert Glasper, and Kareem Riggins. Inside, we're gonna have Hembry and Gracie and Rachel, which is a favorite of Mr. Bob Boylan, Mount Joy, and a couple others that I can't quite remember off the top of my head, but it's a really terrific lineup, and I encourage everybody to check out all the stuff we're putting up online.
And we'll all gather together after that.
Sure will.
Yes, all we right. will.
Take care, everybody.
Yeah, have a good night.
I'm so glad you're here, Talia.
Yeah.
That's really nice of you to say. Thanks for inviting me.
I think we all are.
I am. Yeah.
I know I am.
I mean, I invited her to see Puppets.
But I know I am. So
I know
happy.
I am.
I really wanted you here last year, so I'm really glad you're here.
Thank you, and thanks all for being such kind stewards of my first time. I really appreciate it.
We'll see if you say that on Saturday. Yeah. Good night, everybody.